This is Daily Discipleship with guest host Jerry White. Today we begin a special 10-part series, On the Job, Survival or Satisfaction. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, guest host Jerry White.
Work is a universal activity. It fills almost half of every person's waking lifetime. Some people love to work. In fact, it seems as if they live to work. But other people simply endure work as an unfilling necessity of life. They work only to make a living. So what should our attitude be towards work? Is work God's curse, or is it His blessing? Let's look to Scripture and see what we can discover about God's view of work. Many of us don't realize it, but when God created man, He put him to work. Genesis 2:15 says, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it." So even in the Garden of Eden, God gave man work to do. Work was part of God's plan for man from the beginning. And after the fall, when Adam and Eve sinned, work became much more difficult. Genesis 3:17 says, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you shall eat of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread." In Exodus 34:21, God commands His people to work for 6 days and to rest on the seventh. Work is not a choice. Throughout the Old Testament, God condemns idleness and commends hard work. Proverbs 19:15 says, "Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger." Proverbs 14:23 says, "In all labor there is profit." In Old Testament times, work was highly honored. Every Jewish child trained for a manual occupation. Skilled laborers, silversmiths, stonecutters, carpenters, and weavers were especially honored. Even the Jewish rabbis supported themselves through skilled work. Work is viewed as an honorable necessity in the New Testament, too. In fact, our work is a testimony of our faith. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." As Christians, we represent Jesus Christ to the world through our speech, morality, and our work. So if we are to be salt and light to the world, we must be salt and light in our work also. God expects us to do our best work so we can glorify Him, provide for our family, and present a good reputation to the world. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.